Summer is in full swing, and that can only mean theater is thriving at Cornstalk Theater again. Guys and Dolls opened Friday night in weather that was just as wonderful as the show. This is a show that lots of people can love for different reasons. Some of us are hit with the nostalgia of post-war New York. A few of us remember the revivals. All of us were in or knew someone that was in an amateur production. We all know this show. Once the orchestra starts playing the overture, we are all happy to be here. If you don't know the show, then there's plot to burn on this one. Basically, New York has a bunch of wise guys that want to gamble, and Nathan Detroit is the man to see. Nathan Detroit has a doll named Adelaide that wants him to quit gambling. Sky Masterson, the gambler's gambler, is looking for something more in his world and finds Sarah Brown, who wants him to quit sinning altogether. Throw in a police officer bent on catching them and a surly gangster from Chicago that won't let them stop, and you have Guys and Dolls. If it isn't obvious by now, this show revolves around couples. Mike Reams plays Nathan Detroit and has the most interaction with multiple characters, but his moments with Adelaide are priceless. Reams has a knack for timing and sharing a stage that allows him to lead as a partner with anyone. Kim Behrens, as Adelaide, is a treat every time she is performing as a cabaret star or bickering with her fiancé of 14 years. The other power couple would be Sky Masterson and Miss Sarah Brown, played by Jared Hazard and Tanya Davis. You may have had a chance before to see how good Mr. Hazard is on stage, but this show is Mrs. Davis's debut in Peoria, and I recommend you enjoy how well she rebuffs her new suitor. The entire company is the true star, but if anyone has a legitimate showstopper, it would be Alex Mansouri. He leads the company in Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, in one of the most spectacular Peoria debuts I have ever seen. The ensemble breaks into couples as well. Benny and Nicely Nicely have a terrific style, reminiscent of Nathan Lane and Ernie Sabella. Harry the Horse and Big Julie are also quite a team, as the closest thing to an antagonist this show has. The true conflict in this show is within these relationships, and the actors do a great job bringing it onto the stage. Director Chip Joyce chose this show because audiences love watching Guys and Dolls, and actors love performing Guys and Dolls. Joyce taps into that enthusiasm in every actor and brings out the courage to put everything on stage. That love is in the tent as the audience nods or hums to the music, wiggles during the dances, and nearly join in during Havana. The men and women dancing during the night are incredibly entertaining for their energy and the terrific choreography of Heather Klaus. Dance captains Jennifer Morris and Laura Mansouri lead several exciting numbers on the stage. Chip Joyce doubles as the set designer and gives us a versatile, fluid set that makes for smooth transitions for the cast. Sarah Bloom's costumes, especially during the numbers, are a treat to see. Megan Lark has been designing lovely lights for Cornstalk for a while now and doesn't get nearly enough credit from me. Music director Laura Weaver Hughes has brought together an orchestra that sounds wonderful together and brings the show together in a way that only live music can. Guys and Dolls runs through July 19th. Tickets are available at 676-2196 or at cornstocktheater.com.